و یک بار دیگه سال 2017 به این سمت انتخاب شدند. در واقع میشه گفت آقای ران گالپرین نگهبان مالیات‌های پرداخت شده یا محافظ و نماینده مالیات دهندگان در سیتی هال لس آنجلس هستند. در این راستا ایشون اطمینان حاصل می‌کنند دلارهای دریافت شده به عنوان مالیات از شهروندان به نحو صحیح و مؤثر در شهر استفاده بشه. آقای گالپرین حسابرس، آدیتر و رئیس حسابداری شهر لس آنجلسن و روی کار تیمی که حسابرسی ها رو رهبری میکنه نظارت دارن. ایشون پرداخت حقوق و دستمزد های شهر رو مدیریت میکنن، گزارش های امور مالی شهر رو بررسی میکنن، از تقلب و به هدر داده شدن پول ها جلوگیری میکنن و تلاش میکنن به این ترتیب شهری خوب، مرتب، مدرن و پاسخگو برای ساکنین لس آنجلس بسازن. به خاطر تلاش‌های ایشون لس آنجلس تونسته عنوان نمبر 1 دیجیتال سیتی رو در آمریکا کسب کنه. نام آقای گالپرین در لیست تاپ 25 دوئرز، دریمرز اند درایورز در مجله گورنمنت تکنولوژی مگزین قرار گرفته. ایشون جایزه سال 2019 تایلر پابلیک سکتر اکسلنس رو دریافت کردند. وکیل هستند و مدتی هم خودشون صاحب سمال بیزینس بودند. Welcome Mr. Ron Galperin. It's an honor to be your host today. Thank you so much for coming. I know you have a busy schedule and thank you for accepting to be here today with us.
Salam, it's really wonderful to be with you here and man khosh halam again jam.
Bah, thank you so much. That was great. We are very happy to have you, and as I said, it's an honor to have you here. Let's start with City of Los Angeles. When you say City of Los Angeles, what area are you talking about exactly?
Well, the city,
big city.
The city of Los Angeles, as I think most people know, is a vast metropolis. Mm-hmm. We, of course, have the county of Los Angeles that covers many different cities within the county. But the largest of those is the city of Los Angeles with a population of 4 million plus people. Mm-hmm. And what we do here in Los Angeles sets the standard and an example for people all over the world. And we have some of the greatest, most well-known industries that we see throughout the globe, not just our entertainment business, but we are a leader in many things, in world trade, in manufacturing, in so many different businesses of high tech and biotech, you name it, and they're here in LA.
So we should be very proud of that. Thank you so much. دوستان آقای گالپرین اشاره کردند که این شهر تقریبا رول مدل شهرهای دیگه در دنیا است و این خب باعث افتخاره. در مورد شهر لس آنجلس صحبت میکنیم، نه لس آنجلس بزرگ که ایشون در اونجا خدمت میکنند. And Mr. Galperin, why did you decide to go into public service? What happened?
Well, it was always something that interested me. And I spent many years in the private sector. I was a journalist, actually, for the LA Times and for the Los Angeles Business Journal. I was a lawyer and also ran quite a number of businesses, was in the real estate business, but was always interested in public service. And I remember quite a number of years ago, I got a letter from my then council member that went to everybody in the neighborhood that explained why our street was not going to be repaved anytime soon.
Okay.
And very, very nicely, it explained how we didn't have the money to do that in the city and that it could take a very long time.
And so, at the time, you were a journalist or what?
At the time, I was an attorney and also in the real estate business. And I wanted to know, where is our money coming from and where is it going? And why don't we have some of the monies that we need for some of the most basic things? Mm-hmm. And this is a city that I love. I'm very passionate about it. I've lived here most of my life. And what I love about this city also is that we are a city where people come from all over the world. We are a community of immigrants. And in fact, I'm the first in my family to be born in the United States. Mm-hmm. And isn't that what Los Angeles is about?
Yeah.
And so all of this really drove my interest to learn more about the finances of the city. One thing led to another, and I came to be head of two volunteer commissions relating to the finances of the city. And when the former controller was running for mayor and the position was opening up, I decided, well, you live only once and you have to do that which you are passionate about. Wow. And I'm very lucky that I won, but that I get to do a job that I find very meaningful.
Great. دوستان آقای ران گلپرینگ سابقه ژورنالیستی دارند، وکیل هستند، در امر ریل استیت فعالیت داشتند خودشون و اون موقع نامه‌ای براشون آمد که مثلا ناحیه اونها گفتن خیابون رو نمیتونن اسفالتش رو درست کنن چون بودجه کافی ندارن و غیره. ایشون کشیده شدن به شورای شهر و نیبرهود خودشون و از اونجا زمانی که کنترلر قبلی داشت میرفت که شهردار بشه، ایشون تصمیم میگیرن که در انتخابات شرکت کنن و موفق میشن و خیلی به این شهر علاقه دارن و افتخار میکنن که میتونن خدمت کنن درش. آقای ران گلپرین، همونطور که عرض کردم، بازرس یا ناظر شهر لس آنجلس هن، کنترلر، و هم سال 2003 به این مقام انتخاب شدن و هم سال 2017. Mr. Galperin, what does a city controller do?
Well, despite the title, I don't get to control everything.
You're not a controlling person.
I am a controlling person, actually. I remember when I got elected, my mother, may she now rest in peace, said, finally a title to go with your personality.
Oh, my God.
But it is my job to look after the finances of the city. And we have a core budget of $10 billion a year. And in addition to that, we also have 50,000 some employees in the city of LA. And we have the largest municipal-owned utility in the nation, the Department of Water and Power. We also own the Port of Los Angeles. And we also own Los Angeles World Airports, of which LAX is the largest of those airports and one that people come from all over the world. So it's my role to, first of all, distribute all of the money that the city spends, but also to do the financial reporting, to do the auditing, to work with departments to make them more efficient. And I really branched out into open data in terms of telling everybody about how every single cent is spent in the city.
So you said you have $10 billion each year to spend for the city.
Yes.
That goes to LAX.
Well, the three
not the schools.
The three proprietaries that I mentioned, which are LAX and which are the port and which are the Department of Water and Power, that's in addition to the $10 billion. That's on top of it.
Okay.
But the $10 billion gets spent on police, on fire, on parks, on a variety of different departments that we have in the city. It does not include the school district, which is its own district and also has its own budget as well.
Okay. دوستان گفتند که هر سال $10 billion کنار گذاشته میشه برای رسیدگی به مسائل پلیس، آتش نشانی، پارک، و فرمودند که آموزش و پرورش جداست، اونا باجت خودشون رو دارن و در کنار اینها فرودگاه لس آنجلس هست، بندر لس آنجلس هست و سازمان آب و برق. اینها با بودجه جداگانه احتیاج دارند و به همه این کارها نظارت میکنن. همونطور که اشاره کردم، ایشون حسابرس هستند و رهبری میکنند حسابرسی هایی که در شهر لس آنجلس تیم های دیگر روش کار میکنند و آدیت هایی که انجام میشه. آقای ران گلپرین، کنترلر، میهمان ما هستند. And what have you done to make this job your own?
Well,
I know you have done a lot of things. You got awards and these things.
Well, what I've sought to do is to bring this office into the 21st century. And I'm really focused on what I call three T's, which are about transparency, about trust, and about transformation. First of all, my goal was to make the city of LA the most transparent city in America. And we used to rank at the very bottom. But today, if you go online, you have the virtual checkbook of the city and you can see every single cent that's spent. Every individual item is searchable. It's downloadable. It's even Facebookable and tweetable. And it is meant to cast sunshine on how we spend money, so that everybody can see, but also to achieve a greater level of honesty in government. The second of those two, of those three T's is trust, because I think it's very important that we build trust in government, because if you don't have trust and if people are not engaged, then you don't have the essence of democracy. And so we have to engage people and earn their trust. And the third is the transformation, which is the world is changing rapidly. The way that you buy your goods, the way that we use our phone apps, the way that we get from point A to point B is changing so quickly. We in government have to make sure that we are keeping up and staying ahead so that we serve people with the very latest. And me coming from the private sector, I was very interested and still am of how do we make government more entrepreneurial? How do we make it more businesslike? How do we make it more responsive? How do we understand the needs of those who want to create and build businesses in LA so that we can have the vibrant economy in order to progress as a city?
Great. Thank you so much. ایشون فرمودند آقای بران گلپرین کنترولر گفتند که کاری که من در سیتی انجام میدم اینه که سعی میکنم به قرن 21 واقعا بخوره و اولا کارامون شفافه هر سنتی که خرج میشه حساب و کتابش مشخصه همه میتونن ببینن آنلاینشون هست همه جا کارها کاملا دقیقه و معلومه که هر سنت از بودجه ای رو که دارن کجا خرج میشه دوم گفتند که اعتماد مهمه اگر مردم اعتماد نداشته باشند به دولتشون در کارها مشارکت نمی کنند بعد دموکراسی اصلا وجود نخواهد داشت سوم تغییراته با پیشرفت دنیا همونطور که داره پیش میره لس آنجلس هم میخواد با تکنولوژی با همه چیزهای تازهی که میاد پا به پا پیش بره و ما داریم این کار رو انجام میدیم و نکته دیگه این که ایشون به کارآفرینی در جامعه معتقدن گفتن خودم چون در کار بیزینس بودم خیلی اشتیاق دارم کاری میخوام بکنم که جامعه به کارآفرینی همیشه نزدیک باشه بیزینس های جدید ایجاد بشه و همیشه شهر شکوفا باشه و به خوبی پیش بره آقای ران گلپرین میهمان ما هستند ایشون کنترلر هستند یا بازرس شهر لس آنجلس که همونطور که اشاره کردم در واقع نگهبان مالیات های پرداخت شده یا محافظ و نماینده مالیات دهندگان در سیتی هال لس آنجلس هستند و پول هایی که شما به عنوان مالیات پرداخت می کنید ایشون روش نظارت دارند که چطور در شهر خرج میشه حالا در قسمت های مختلف که بهترین نتیجه را ازش بگیرن که مردم شهر لس آنجلس بهترین رو داشته باشند در شهرشون Mr. Galperin, what is the importance of data to a modern government?
Oh, I believe the data is absolutely key to really being responsive in modern government and is absolutely necessary and in everything that we do. For example, in the way that we move traffic, if we want to see our traffic move much more quickly. And if we want to be much more integrated in terms of the systems that we have, the data that we have in real time is absolutely vital to making that happen. Data is vital for good policing. Data is vital for firefighting. For example, there was very sophisticated software that was used when there were these great fires in Southern California that is actually able to use predictive analytics to predict where the fire is next going based on what the wind conditions are and based on how much fuel there is on the ground and many other factors. And when it comes to the finances of the city, I believe that it's vital that we have metrics and that we have dashboards. And I've created a whole bunch of these so that everybody can see how are we performing, how are we doing with the money that the taxpayers have given us because they depend on us to use that money well, to use it wisely. You can't do everything in government and you're never going to do it perfectly, but how do you make it as responsive as it can be? And how do you provide opportunities for people to interact with their government in a way that doesn't require them to make a phone call and be on hold forever? How can you use your phone to put in a request for something as simple as having an item of trash picked up and be able to depend on the fact that that's going to happen?
Oh, thank you so much. دوستان در مورد اینکه اطلاعات جمع کنند و دقیقا همه چیز ثبت بشه و داشته باشن توضیح میدن که همه همین اطلاعات و سابقه و داشتن تاریخچه است که نشون میده که میشه پیش بینی کرد که در آینده چه خواهد شد. میگن که الان با همین اطلاعاتی که داری میدونی که چه بکنی در شهر، چه کاری انجام بدی که برای شهر بهتر باشه. حتی میتونن پیش بینی کنن بر اساس اطلاعاتی که از قبل دارن که وقتی آتش سوزی میشه الان به کدوم طرف میتونه حرکت کنه و چطور میشه جلوش رو گرفت. از نظر مالی هم به همین ترتیب وقتی که اطلاعات هست و دقیقا این اطلاعات به مردم داده میشه، اون وقتی که اونها نگرانی ندارن که پولی که به عنوان مالیات پرداخت کردن به دولت الان در چه راهی داره خرج میشه، دقیقا میدونن که با این پول داره چه کاری انجام میشه و مسئولانه خودشون هم مشارکت میکنن، مسئولانه عمل میکنن. کسی که زنگ میزنه به سیتی تماس میگیره، یک ساعت روی هولد نمونه، حرفی رو که میخواد بزنه و به نتیجه که میخواد برسه. البته اشاره میکنن که هیچ کس نمیتونه کامل باشه و همه کاری پرفکت باشه، ولی سعیشون رو میکنن که به بهترین نحو این کارها رو انجام بدن که همه چیز روشن و شفاف برای شهروندان باشه و از زندگی در این شهر، در شهر لس آنجلس که آقای ران گالپرین کنترلرش هستند در شهرداری، لذت ببرن و زندگی کنند و آرامش داشته باشند. What would an audit be in your area of work when you say you do the auditing and look at it? What is the auditing in your area of work?
So I have the authority as the controller and the responsibility to audit and to research pretty much every single department of the city and how it is that we're doing.
Uh-huh.
And so to give you an idea of the many various kinds of things, I have audited looking at how are we doing in terms of our street repaving? Are we doing it efficiently? Are we getting enough streets repaved for every dollar that we spend, along with recommendations of how we can generate the money that we needed and to get more streets paved? I've done audits looking at the police department and what are some of the jobs that can be done by civilians so that those who are sworn police officers can actually have more time to do their job on the street. I've looked at all sorts of things having to do with, are we ready for an emergency? What kind of emergency notification system do we have? Is it working? Are our city employees prepared for when that happens and for when they are called upon to respond to an emergency? I've looked at our inspection activities in the city, looked at the processes of what it takes to get something approved if you want to build. I've looked at our affordable housing situation and what kind of things we need to do in order to encourage more of it. I have some reports coming out looking at the state of homelessness in Los Angeles and what needs to be done, in my opinion, to have a fundamental shift in how we approach this so that we can better respond to this crisis. So there is really no department that we do not touch. We look at our Department of Water and Power and how it can be more accountable. How can we save water? How can we have a more secure power grid? Looking at the Port of Los Angeles and its security and how we can remain a vital link to goods that are brought in from all over the world to all of the United States. Pretty much every department that you can imagine, we have a responsibility to take a look at and see how it can do better.
So it's not just the money you look at it. It's like planning things to go better.
We look at the money, of course, but we look very much at its performance.
Yes.
And that is the key, because that's what people want to know. They want to know not just how exactly is the money being spent, but is it actually being spent effectively?
Exactly. Thank you so much. دوستان در مورد آدیت از ایشون پرسیدم چون در بخش کاری جزء کارهایی که ایشون انجام میدن آدیتور هم هستند و گفتم که آدیتور از نظر در زمینه کار شما معناش چیه و گفتن که نظارت میکنن بر کارهایی که اجرا میشه، حالا نه تنها از نظر مالی از نظر نحوه اجرای اون و اینکه چه نتیجه ازش میگیریم، چه بهره میگیریم، چه اثراتی این همکاری که دارن میگذاره یا کارهایی که داره انجام میشه، روی اینها نظارت دارند. از تمیزی خیابانها گرفته، تعمیر اونها، اینکه اگر یه اتفاق اضطراری بیفته برای مواقع امرجنسی آیا ما آماده هستیم، شهرمون آماده است، ساختمونهایی که ساخته میشه درست بهشون اجازه داده میشه، اپروو میگیرن یا نه، و در مورد بیخانمانها، صرفه‌جویی آب و همه این مسائل و امنیت و غیره، همه این مسائلیه که روش بررسی میکنن که ببینن آیا این تصمیماتی که گرفته میشه و کارهایی که داره انجام میشه به درستی داره انجام میشه و نتیجهش چه بوده، آیا ادامه بدیم یا تغییرش بدیم یا خیر. کنترلر ران گالپرین مهمان ما هستند، بازرس شهر لس آنجلس. برمیگردیم خدمت.
کارآفرینان.
دوستان برنامه کارآفرینان رو میشنوید. اگر در بخش اول همراه ما نبودید، میهمان امروز ما در این برنامه غیر تبلیغاتی تقدیمی رادیو ایران به شما عزیزان، کنترلر ران گالپرین هستند. ایشون 19مین ناظر یا بازرس شهر لس آنجلسند که سال 2003 و یک بار دیگر سال 2017 به این سمت انتخاب شدند و در واقع ایشون میشه گفت نگهبان مالیات‌های پرداخت شده یا محافظ و نماینده مالیات دهندگان در سیتی هال لس آنجلس هستند. در این راستا اطمینان حاصل می‌کنند دلارهای دریافت شده به عنوان مالیات از شهروندان به نحو صحیح و مؤثر در شهر استفاده بشه. آقای ران گالپرین. Mr. Galperin, thank you again for being here with us. What are some of the most important audits or reports you have released that make a difference to people of the Los Angeles?
Well, again, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here. And I really believe in the power and in the important role that local government plays, because we all pay so much attention to what happens in Washington, D.C., and all the disagreements that happen there. But I think that whether you are a Republican, whether you are a Democrat, when it comes to local government, hopefully, for the most part, we want some of the very same things. We want to know that our streets are safe to walk on. We want to know that our streets are getting repaved. We want to know that traffic is moving. We want to know that when we, heaven forbid, need the police department, they will be there for us. That if we call for paramedic assistance, that those paramedics will be there very quickly for us. We want to know that our trash is going to get picked up well. These are all the responsibilities of local government, along with knowing that our parks are accessible and clean and a good place for young people and people of all ages to be able to recreate. And so I think that we have a tremendous responsibility, but opportunity to bypass some of the politics that you see on the national level and do what's right on the local level. And that's what I've tried to really very much stay focused on here in Los Angeles. And so the kind of audits that I've done, one of them was looking at utility companies when they cut into our streets and the fees that they pay us. And we are now going to generate close to $100 million a year that we didn't used to get, that will actually be used to repave more of our streets, which will help move traffic, which will help in so many ways in movement of goods and of people in Los Angeles. I've done a lot relating to emergency preparedness. We don't think about it a lot. It's not always the most exciting subject, mm-hmm. but when that happens and it's an inevitability that an emergency will happen at one point, be it an earthquake or something else, you want to know that we are going to be prepared. And I've done reports looking at our parks, at how can we maintain the canopy of trees in Los Angeles and keep them healthy, which are vital to our environment, looking at security at various departments that we have in Los Angeles, and how we can work best with those who are on the state, on the county level, on the federal level, because we are one piece and a very important piece, but one piece of that greater puzzle.
Thank you so much. دوستان کنترلر ران گالپرین همونطور که عرض کردم میهمان ما هستند و در مورد آدیت هایی که انجام میدن و در واقع نظارتی که روی گزارش ها دارند و بررسی میکنند یا بازرسی میکنند توضیح دادند و به این موضوع اشاره کردند که دولت های محلی اهمیت بسیار زیادی دارند. درسته کشور سر جای خودش، ایالت ها سر جای خودش، ولی دولت های محلی هم اهمیت بسیار زیادی دارند. مهم نیست شما از چه حزبی هستید، دموکراتید یا ریپابلیکن هستید، به هر صورت میخواید که خیابون های شهری که درش زندگی میکنید امن باشه و میخواید که در خیابانی که رانندگی میکنید ترافیکش درست کنترل بشه، خیابون ها تعمیر بشه، زنگ میزنی پلیس به موقع بیاد، سرویسی که میخوای رو بگیری، اگر مسائل اضطراری پزشکی پیش آمد بتونی به شما به موقع رسیدگی بشه، زباله ها به موقع جابجا بشه، پارک ها تمیز باشن، مناسب برای همه سنین باشن، امن باشن. و اشاره کردن که مسئولیت ما رسیدگی به همین موضوع است که این شهر خودمون رو، این دولت محلی خودمون کارش رو درست انجام بده و روی همه این موارد نظارت دارند، برای سلامت درختان، برای پارک ها، برای آمادگی های اضطراری، برای زمان زلزله و غیره. اینها چیزهایی است که آقای ران گالپرینگ و که کنترلر شهر هستند، شهر لس آنجلس و همکارانشون همکاری میکنند که شهر بتونه از مالیات هایی که شما پرداخت میکنید در این زمینه ها استفاده کنه و حسابی شهر رو مرتب و قابل زندگی نگه داره برای شهروندانش. The number of homeless people, Mr. Ron Galpering, these days increased. Everybody's talking about it. It has been increased, and I think it's increasing every year, if I'm not wrong. What can we do about it? What is the plan for future for this? And is it being too selfish if the people say, I don't want homeless people to be around my house? You know, is it normal to feel not safe? And what can we do about this thing?
I think there is no greater challenge that is facing the city of Los Angeles now,
yes,
than the crisis that we have of homelessness.
Right.
And there are many wonderful things happening in the city. We're a center for so many jobs and for so much opportunity. But what we see on our streets is a tragedy and a travesty. And I believe that the city of Los Angeles must do a better job for everybody's interests. Mm. Now, there are many different reasons that we have this crisis. And there's not one solution. But first of all, when you look at the reasons, part of it is poverty. Part of it is our lack of housing. Part of it is the cost of housing. Part of it is that we don't really have a good mental health system in this country. And there are many people who suffer from a variety of different mental health ailments, and then being on the street only makes it worse. Mm-hmm. Part of it is that we have young people who come out of foster care and they have no one that they're able to rely on. Part of it is that when people leave jail, there is nowhere for them to go. Part of it is drug and alcohol abuse. There are so many different reasons that we have the crisis that we have. But what I have been saying is that we need to treat this as the emergency that it is on our street. Imagine that you have a terrible earthquake or that you have a terrible hurricane or flood. You would have a bunch of resources that would be brought together to respond to an emergency. And I don't quite see that happening the way that it should in Los Angeles. Everybody's talking about the need to build more affordable housing, which is great, but that takes years. The units that are being built are very, very expensive, and you will never have enough public money if your cost of building an affordable unit is $525,000 plus per door. So what have I recommended? Number one, I think we need to focus on how do we help people who are on the street today with opportunities to just be able to use bathrooms, to be able to take a shower, to be able to do laundry, just to be able to deal with the hygiene crisis that we have. How do you look for some temporary housing solutions that may not be perfect, but that are better than what is on the street? How do you have more micro units? How do you have opportunities for people who are living in their cars, imperfect though it might be, to be able to have certain kinds of services so that we can transition them back into some kind of housing? But what the city is doing is spending a lot of money, and so is the county, with very good intentions. But the results have not yet been what people want to see. And people are understandably upset by what is happening on our streets. It's bad for the humanitarian crisis. It's bad for our economy. It's bad for tourism. It's bad for health, for all those things. I believe that we can do better.
Yeah, but there is no, they are looking at it right now.
Well, the city is doing more than looking at it, although my reports show that the way that they have been handling it, quite frankly, need a lot of work. That's my job as controller, is sometimes to be the truth teller and to say to others, yes, maybe you have good intentions here, but is it working? And if it's not working, then we need a course correction. We need to be able to say, this is working, this is not working, here's how we need to change what it is that we are doing. And I'm beginning to see a shift in the way that the city and the county are thinking about and doing on this subject, but not yet enough of a shift because it's an emergency and we have to treat it like that.
And you can give them suggestions also?
Absolutely. That's what I do. I've written reports on this. This is actually on my website. I've also recommended that we look at how do we use properties that are owned by the city and by other government entities. We, the city of Los Angeles, are the largest owner of real estate in Los Angeles. We own thousands of pieces of property. Now, many of them are our parks and some of them are small pieces of property that will never be built on. But even if you take a fraction of those and you use them as places for people to tent or places for people to park their car or places to build temporary housing, we could make a lot of progress. By the way, that map is on my website, which is lacontroller.org, and you can see the 14,000 pieces of property that are owned by the city, the county, the federal government, LAUSD, which is the school district, Metro, all within the city of Los Angeles. It's an immense opportunity that we should be capitalizing on.
Yeah, it's these days, this subject is everybody's mind. And
absolutely.
Everybody's looking for a solution. They feel bad for the homeless people at the same time that they are afraid to get sick to if they come and live close to them. And, you know, everything makes people worried. But you're right. We have to wait and see what they can do better. آقای ران گالپرین کنترلر در مورد افراد بی‌خانمان ازشون پرسیدم که الان در شهر لس آنجلس یا کلن همه شهرهای اطراف اون نگرانی سر این موضوع گفتند که دلایل الان از این نظر اوضاع خیلی بده. راست میگید مشکل بزرگیه. هرچند ایجاد شغل هم شده ولی هنوز بی خانمان ها تعدادشون زیاده و دلایل زیادی هم داره. حالا بعضیا در اثر فقر، بعضیا جا و مسکن ندارن، قیمت های خون اینقدر زیاده که از عهده‌اش بر نمیان. یه دلیل دیگه‌اش منتال هلت، بیماری های روانی است و بعضی ها بچه‌هایی هستن که از فاستر هوم میان بیرون، جایی ندارن برای زندگی کردن و در خیابان ها میمونن. اونهایی که از زندان میان بیرون، اونهایی که معتاد به الکل یا مواد مخدر هستند، اینا دلایلی هستند که باعث میشن که افراد به هوملس تبدیل بشن یا بی خانمان. و فرمودن که خیلی براشون خونه هایی در نظر گرفته شده، درست این کارها رو انجام میدن ولی منم بهشون گفتم که این کارها کافی نیست. امروز فعلا بخش امرجنسیش اینه که کمک کنیم که اینها اولا مسائل بهداشتشون رعایت بشه و در حد اقل امکانات بهشون داده بشه، خونه های موقت بهشون داده بشه، حتی اونایی که در اتومبیل زندگی میکنن یه تسهیلاتی براشون فراهم بشه که بتونن ادامه بدن. و به هر حال پول زیادی خرج شده با نیت های خوب، اما هنوز نتیجه اونچنان که مردم میخواستند نبوده و گفتن که ما اینها رو همه رو بررسی کردیم. البته ایشون تصمیم گیرنده نیستن، بررسی میکنن، اشکالات رو میگن، پیشنهاد هم میدن و روی این پیشنهادها باید کار بشه، بررسی بشه و اون مسئولین تصمیم بگیرند که چه کار کنند، که امیدواریم بشه. ایشون یکی از نظریه هایی که دارن اینه که دولت زمین یا ملک زیاد داره، حالا غیر از پارک ها و جاهای دیگه ملک زیاد دارن، شاید اینها رو بتونن به یه نحوی اختصاص بدن به هوملس ها تا ببینن که این مشکل چگونه حل خواهد شد، که مسئله بغرنجیست به هر صورت. What was the your website, lacontroller.org, you said?
lacontroller.org, exactly.
Exactly.
And on that you will find lots of different maps, not just of the real estate that the city owns, but you will find a map, for example, where are you most likely to get a parking ticket? You'll find a map of every single oil well in Los Angeles, including some that may even be near your own backyard that may be capped that you weren't even aware of. We've done all sorts of different ways to look at the data of the city and make it useful to people in every single day use, and also to engage people in holding the government accountable, because it is, I think, the responsibility also of every person who lives in our community to hold their elected officials responsible and to make sure that they are performing their job well. That's a big part of what my job is, to report on how everybody else is doing. But it is very helpful when everybody else is engaged as well. That's what creates a vibrant society and a more accountable government.
So you mean if they see something, they let you know about it?
Absolutely.
Through this website?
Absolutely, all the time. And for example, every single item that we purchase is online. You can see who we bought it from, what we paid for it, what the payment authorization was. And I love going, for example, to different business groups and talking about everything that we buy, because I want to encourage as much competition as possible. I want to encourage as much local business as possible, local jobs as we can possibly have. And by getting more people aware of what the city does, that's how you really get the city to be more accountable.
Thank you so much. دوستان وبسایتی که میتونید سر بزنید و اطلاعات زیادی رو از اون راه به دست بیارید lacontroller.org هست و اشاره کردن به این که زمین هایی که مناطقی که متعلق به سیتی هست اونجا هست میتونید ببینید. میتونید حتی ببینید در چه جاهایی تیکت بیشتر میدن در رانندگی. میتونید ببینید چاهای نفتی که در این منطقه وجود داره کجا هست. شاید یکیش نزدیک منزل شما باشه یا زیر منزل شما باشه، خبر نداشته باشید، که در اون صورت میتونید یه چیزی فکر کنم ماهیانه بهتون پرداخت بشه. به هر حال اطلاعات زیادی روی این وبسایت هست که میتونید مراجعه کنید، lacontroller.org. We have only 3 minutes. Okay. What are your plans for the future, Controller Galperin?
Well, I am in my current job for another 3.5 years, thanks to the voters of the city of Los Angeles who re-elected me. And I plan to continue doing many of the things that we have been doing, but to taking it next to the next level and the next level after that. I think that this is a great city with so much potential, and we have some of the greatest minds, some of the most creative people. How do we harness all of that energy? How do we harness all of that potential and make sure that as many people in this city have as much opportunity as possible, that our young people grow up knowing that they too can participate in the economy and be part of the future that is this city? And so my reports and my focus is about using all of the great resources that we have to their best possible use, and also making sure that government is accountable to the people, because that is absolutely key. When government thinks that it can do what it wants to do on its own without being watched, that's when government gets into all sorts of trouble. Uh-huh. And by making transparency absolutely key, and by bringing technology to the city, and by bringing innovation to the city, that's how we will have a great future here in Los Angeles, hopefully for the next generation and the next generation after that. Because that's what my dream is that the next generation gets to realize their dreams, just like my parents who came to this country. Thankfully, they came with nothing, and they wanted the American dream. They wanted to raise their children, and they wanted to be able to create a life for themselves. Mm-hmm. And how do we make that possible for everybody here in Los Angeles?
Thank you so much. And thank you for all you have done and all you are going to do in three and a half more years?
Yes.
Great. دوستان کنترلر گلپرین توضیح دادند که من 3.5 سال دیگه در این سمت خواهم بود و برنامه‌شون گفتم برای آینده چیه، گفتن میخوام همین کارهایی که انجام دادم رو ادامه بدم، به مرحله های بعدی برم. شهر ما ظرفیت های خوبی داره، انرژی های خوبی درش هست، قابلیت های زیادی مردمش دارن، موقعیت های خوبی میتونه ایجاد بشه برای جوانانش و ما میخوایم که از همه این امکانات استفاده کنیم به بهترین نحو که بتونیم این موقعیت های خوب رو برای جوانان که در آینده بتونن ازش استفاده کنن داشته باشیم. و گفتند اگر دولت فکر کنه که هر کاری میخواد میتونه انجام بده و هیچ کس نمیبینه، اون دولت شکست میخوره. دولتی موفق میشه که شفافیت داشته باشه در کارهاش، همه کارهاش روشن باشه، از تکنولوژی استفاده کنه، فکر پیشرفت باشه و فکر نسلهای بعدی. و گفتن من میخوام نسلهای بعدی به رویای خودشون دست پیدا کنن، همونطور که من به عنوان یک مهاجر در اینجا به رویای خودم دست پیدا کردم. Thank you so much, Mr. Ron Galperine. That was really pleasure talking to you.
It was my pleasure as well. Salam, merci.
خدا حافظ, merci. Thank you.
کارآفرینان. ارائه‌ای از رادیو